This next game is called the Whatchamacallit, and here to play it are Sergey Tsimbarov and Alexandra Bix. Sergey, you are a literary agent, and you told us that you are trying to take up boating.
Yeah, it's mostly aspirational. Like I think that later in life I would be like a really good eccentric rich person that's into watercraft, like having like lots of obsolete boats that you need to spend a lot of money on.
It sounds like a great idea.
So I think it's important to get started early.
So what steps have you taken in order to take up boating?
Like being on more boats mostly so far.
It's a good place to start, I suppose.
But next on the list is trying to learn how to sail.
Right, yeah. Alexandra, you teach English as a second language at a college in Boston.
I do.
Yeah, and apparently you frequently bump into famous people, meaning that you literally bump into them?
Literally.
On purpose?
No, not on purpose. I think it's my fault. Like, I think I am clumsy, and I think... So I used to live in New York, so it happened more frequently than it does now in Boston, but I started making a list once, and it was getting to be a little bit long.
Who are some of the people? Give us the highlights.
I bumped into Whoopi Goldberg at Magnolia when that was like a thing. Everybody was going to Magnolia. I bumped into Ron Howard. I bumped into Claire Danes. This is bumping. I bumped into...
No, this is actual
this
bumping.
This is bumping. This is not just
like
I saw them or something. I bumped into Gabriel Byrne, who was not very nice about it.
That sounds scary,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it was a little scary.
Everything has a name, even if you don't know it. We're going to give you the names of some everyday things, and you need to tell us what those things are. For example, Faith, which of these things is called a keeper? A car alarm fob? The loop on your belt? Or the seam on the bottom of a wooden boat? A keeper.
I was going to go with the loop on your belt, but I feel that the seam on the bottom of my boat, or maybe Sergey's boat,
one day,
is calling to me. It's just so specific.
You hear the call of
it's
the sea.
Like, yes. Is it that?
No, it's not. It's the loop on your belt.
Ah.
It's a very good guess, though.
Ring in when you know the answer, and the winner will move on to the final round at the end of the show. Okay? Here we go. What is an aglet? Is it a plastic sheath at the end of a shoelace, the nose pads on a pair of eyeglasses, or the round knob you wind on a wristwatch? Sergey.
The plastic sheath on shoelace.
Yes, it is. The plastic sheath at the end of a shoelace. How did you... Yes, applause.
Is that a guess, or did you just know?
I feel like that was somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there, wow. All right. A scroop is the sound of what? Snoring dogs? Rustling silk? Or dripping water? A scroop. Sergey.
Rustling silk?
Yeah, wow.
What's going on here, Sergey? What is a tittle? A little red-chested bird? A little dot above a lowercase I? Or a little bikini top? Sergey.
The little dot?
Yes. What's happening here, Sergey? A tittle is a little dot above a lowercase I.
I gotta say, Sergey, I'm glad you're doing well, but it's starting to get a little creepy in here.
A natiform is something that looks like what? A finger, a nose, a butt. Alexandra?
Nose?
Oh.
No.
You are way too mature. Sergey, I bet you want to steal. Go ahead and do it.
I'm going to guess a butt.
Yeah, you're going to guess right. A natiform is a butt.
Natiform is a butt.
Pulled that one right out of your natiform, didn't you, Sergey?
All right, this is your last question. Wowie zowie. Petrichor is the smell of what? Rain after a period of dry weather? The plastic covering over furniture? Or newborn kittens? Sergey.
Rain after dry weather.
Yes!
Of course. This is crazy.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
You know what, Sergey? I'm going to call you Captain.
I don't even really need to do this. Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
Well, Sergey's either a hacker or a telepath, because he's going on. He's got them all right. Congratulations, Sergey. You're moving on.
And a big round of applause for Alexandra.
Coming up, I'll sing a song about some very, very small things that are very small. Stick around. I'm Jonathan Colton, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.